When the Blue Line opened in 2007, development exploded in formerly industrial areas, most prominently South End. Trendy apartments, shops, and restaurants quickly took hold. City leaders hope that something similar happens to the Northeast when the extension opens in 2017. Assistant City Manager Julie Birch says that means holding off on the affordable housing policy for now.
Rather than putting this guideline in place for affordable housing immediately for that corridor, we want to see how the market responds to the forthcoming transit line.
Birch says providing affordable housing and economic development aren't mutually exclusive, but they are competing interests. City Planning Director Deborah Campbell says the area along the extension already has plenty of affordable housing, and now it needs more of the market rate kind.
That allows for a more balanced development pattern, a balance of both market rate and affordable units, and you create more of a mixed income environment, which is ultimately our goal.
So the council voted unanimously to exempt the Blue Line extension from its new policy, which encourages 15% affordable housing within a half mile from transit stations. Maureen Jaluski is a member of the Mixed Income Housing Coalition. She says that's a problem because if what's happened in South End happens along the extension, a lot of people are going to be priced out.
The price of land has skyrocketed and it really has excluded people of median to lower incomes being able to be housed along the lines.
City officials say there are other affordable housing policies that still apply, but it won't need to be in that half-mile strip where rapid transit is easily available. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.